This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Falca. The International Committee of the Red Cross said today its health facilities in Afghanistan have treated more than 4,000 patients wounded by weapons over the past week, an indication of the intensity of the recent Afghan conflict. The violence comes as the United States, along with regional and international stakeholders, have gathered in Qatar to press the Afghan parties to the conflict to urgently seek a negotiated settlement. An ICRC statement called on both Afghan government forces and Taliban insurgents for immediate restraint, stressing that civilians and vital infrastructure such as hospitals must be protected from fighting. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are at risk as fighting intensifies in and around Afghan-contested cities. North Korea has condemned U.S.-South Korea military exercises that begin this week, saying the drills show the need for Pyongyang to develop more of its own military capabilities. The computer-simulated exercises are being scaled back amid the coronavirus pandemic and fears that they could upset North Korea, which recently reopened communication hotlines with the South. But no matter the size or form, Kim Yo-jong, the sister and advisor of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said today that North Korea views the military training as an act of aggression. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis apologized yesterday for government failures in responding to wildfires that have hit the country, citing what he calls an unprecedented heat wave and prolonged drought. Mitsotakis said the fires have been difficult to put out. He said more than 500 fires in total had broken out in recent days. One massive fire has been ravaging the Greek island of Evia, charring buildings and pine forests, forcing thousands of people to evacuate. This